Welcome to the inaugural recording of the brand new ISMTE podcast series. I'm your host, Phaedra Kress, Vice President of ISMTE and member of our society's webinar and ethics committees. I'm also the executive publisher of journals for the Aesthetic Surgery Journal and ASJ Open Forum. I'm coming up on my 22nd year in scholarly publishing, and I'm both honored and delighted to be with you today. We're launching the podcast series as part of ISMTE's 15th anniversary year-long celebration. I'll be with you each month with a new guest as we delve into hot topics, innovations, and educational tools we can all learn more about and put into daily practice in our respective roles. Today, we are fortunate to have Deandra Roberts with us, who serves as the chair of ISMTE's Diversity, Equality, and Inclusion Committee. Deandra is Senior Publishing Coordinator at the Royal College of Psychiatrists, working across books and journals portfolios. In 2019, she founded and chairs the African and Caribbean Forum for Staff and is also an active member of the RC Psych Equality Task Force. In 2021, Deandra was appointed as co-chair of the ISMTE DEI Advisory Council, and she's passionate about quality, diversity, and inclusion, and how we can use our platforms to be active allies, especially in the workplace. Deandra, we're so happy to have you with us as our very first podcast guest. Welcome.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it and just very glad to be here.
Absolutely. Thanks again. So let's jump right in. Please tell us what got you interested and excited about working with ISMTE on the DEI committee and what the group has going on this year.
Great. So what got me interested? I think I've just always been interested in being able to support people and where I can help raise a platform or an issue, I will. I've always been quite the activist growing up, even though I didn't really know what it was as a kid. I just knew that we had to support people who were not being heard. So I've kind of followed that through in my young age up until my working time. And as you mentioned, I founded and chaired the African and Caribbean Forum at the RC Psych. So from doing that, I realized like I really wanted to get more involved. And then I saw the advertisement from ISMTE. I'm already an ISMTE member, and I have been for a few years now from previous roles I was a member, and I've continued in my working life as a member. And I just thought, it's just a great opportunity to get involved. I actually did not think I would apply and be invited to be a chair or a co-chair. I just applied to sort of just be in the room and to be able to be a part of those discussions. So yeah, I'm just really grateful to have that opportunity. And at the moment, we're working on sort of getting some resources together to just to make sure that people can sort of be signposted into ways that they can help, how they can make changes in scholarly publishing, and also just to educate themselves a bit more. So that's really for the membership. We're also working on a survey, which we hope we can get out just to see where everyone kind of is in terms of DEI and their understanding. And then we can know more from that, what we can do going forward. And we're also hoping to launch a book club as well. So that will be a fun and exciting one for us.
Well, that sounds great. I'm going to encourage everyone who's listening to take part in the survey once it's sent out. I think that's such a great way to kind of, as you said, assess the situation and the landscape and see where our membership is. So next question is, what does it mean to be an ally? This is something that we hear a lot about. We see it on social media. What does it mean for you to be an ally?
For me, I think ultimately it is about using the platforms you have, the voice you have, the privilege you have. I always say this to everybody. Everyone has a privilege in some place in their life, whether it's wealth, race, nationality, class, you know, sexuality. Like there's so many things, ableism as well. That is a big one that we don't really talk about as a society, I think. It's using that to be able to not only hold open the door for other people, but make sure more people are coming through and doing that. There's no right or wrong way to be able to do that. but it's just the actual part of doing it. And I just think sometimes there's a lot of fear around how do you do it and not wanting to make mistakes, that we don't always see that happening so actively. And yeah, so I think that's essentially what it is for me to be an ally, is to be able to build those relationships and really be a member of a community that you aren't, you might not necessarily be in, but to be able to help them and to use what you have to give them that voice that they aren't being given in society. If that makes sense. I don't know if any of that made sense.
Sure does. And I'm wondering if you can give us a practical example of how you've implemented this in your role or in your personal or professional life. You know, does anything come to mind specifically about how you've tried to champion someone else using what you have as a resource or a privilege?
Of course. So I did it was like a webinar at a conference a year before last, and I made a strong point of ensuring that every speaker on my panel had something that nobody else was bringing to the table. So I made sure that we heard from somebody, and the topic itself was bringing your whole self to work. And what I didn't want is to have that sort of conversation where everyone was sort of coming from the same spot. I wanted to make sure that we heard what that meant for someone who's having to bring them whole selves in from a marginalized community, from disability, from race, from sexuality, even from religion as well. So that's one opportunity I had to really actually have a platform and put people on a stage. And I made sure that I could have the most inclusive group possible. So I did go out and find those people to do that. And another opportunity as well is I do, in my role, I have to do a bit of commissioning in terms of getting book reviews in and certain article types. And I make sure that we're not always using the same people all the time. It's very easy to say, oh, we've got this pool of people and they're great. But there's also a lot of other people out there who are equally as great, equally as talented, equally as qualified, and they aren't given that opportunity because they're sort of being overlooked. And I know what it feels like to be that overlooked person in the industry as well. So I do just do my best to try and go out of my way and see if I can find people who I can see have that talent but aren't being given that opportunity.
I think that's so kind of you. And I think that's a great idea and suggestion. Both of those items about diversity on speakers, panels, and also looking for that great talent who might be overlooked. Next question I have is, I see here, you know, we're on Zoom recording this, even though it's an audio podcast, and I see your name is listed as Deandra Roberts, she, her. Talk to me a little bit about pronouns, if you could.
Sure. So, I know pronouns are becoming a wider conversation now, which I think is an important conversation to have. They are very important. I think they are the next important identifier to our names. It is what else we are referred to as. This, however, came from my workplace. We also have another forum, which is the Sexuality, Gender, Equality and Inclusion Forum, which I'm also a part of. And there was a big push at work to have pronouns visible to make it a more comfortable environment for people who might have differing pronouns or might not have, you know, the heteronormative pronouns that everyone assumes of people, because we do live in a very heteronormative society. So it was very much a let's lead by example and put those in there, because I think that's, again, it's another way of allyship. If we're saying that this is important for others, we also need to be able to take a stand and say, well, you know what, it's important for me to be able to represent that. So that's why I've got them in there. But I think they're equally important, and it's just becoming a bigger conversation that we can all have as well.
I think it's hugely important. I couldn't agree more. I adopted this for my own journals several years ago, and even in my signature line, and have asked my staff to do the same by adding our own pronouns. And also in my signature, I have a little link to a website that says why pronouns, and it directly links out so people can learn more about it. So I think that's a great way to foster that kind of inclusivity. Last question, Deandra, what advice do you have for the ISMTE members about how they can become more involved in these issues as you have, and what practical guidance can you give us to make a difference in our own roles?
Practical guidance. So firstly, if anyone did tune in to the global event, they would have heard some top tips from me during the session that I was in. So if you still have that, go back and watch it. But I would say one of the best things you can do is just start doing. It's very easy to get caught up in a cycle of, I'm not sure, I don't know. So educate yourself. Do learn about people's experiences. Make sure you are listening to those who are experiencing it and not speaking for them. That's really important. It's very easy to get caught up and passionate about something, and then you're actually speaking over those who are living the experience. So trying not to center yourself in those conversations as well. And just, again, using your platform, using the privilege you do have to be able to raise the step for those who are marginalized. I think those are the things that you can do. They're very, it sounds like, well, how do I do that? But you do that by going out there and being conscious as well, being conscious about the conversations you're having, being conscious about the people you're putting in rooms. If you are recruiting, are you going out of your way to make sure that you have tried all avenues of people who could be interested in this role? If one thing that I hear a lot is hard to reach, and I just don't agree with that term. And I think if you're saying someone's hard to reach, they're not hard to reach. You're not looking for them where they're at. And I think there are times where we just need to meet people where they're at. So we need to go out and say, okay, I'm not getting people from X community. Or maybe you need to go out and see where that community is and contact them and reach them and have a conversation and maybe say, okay, this is what we're looking for. It's not going to, I don't mean that to say it's going to work 100% straight away, but it's the start, and it's the starting and doing it and just, I guess, putting yourself out there.
I think that's great advice. Kind of like many things in life, I think just getting started is usually kind of the hardest part. I really appreciate you being with us, Deandra. Just to recap and to summarize some of our takeaways here, ISMTE members can be on the lookout for a DEI survey that you'll be sending around. We talked about being an advocate. I love what you said about using your privilege to hold the door open for others. I think that's a great soundbite. I really love what that represents. And also, you suggested diversity on speaker panels and, quote, bringing your whole self to work. I think that's beautiful in and of itself. And I think everyone should be empowered to bring their whole selves to work. And also pushing people out of our comfort zones and not looking toward the same repository and group of people just because they might be reliable, thinking about other people who are great and talented and equally qualified and maybe overlooked. Finally, we talked about having pronouns, making them visible and using them to make it more comfortable for those who want to use their pronouns. And I think this is really valuable. Thank you so much for being with us, Deandra. For everyone who's listening in, thank you for joining us. Our upcoming speakers include Jason Roberts with Origin Editorial in February, Michael Willis with Wiley in March, and Julie Nash from J&J in April. So stay tuned. We hope you'll join us next month. And Deandra, thanks again.
Amazing. Thank you for having me.